America is under siege. We are being bombarded by Washington with laws and regulations trying to control the way we live and what we believe. Well, enough is enough. Welcome to What Happened on TalkZone.com, where we don't mince words or beat around the bush. We give you straight talk and the plain truth. Now, here's your host, Tom Inavnet.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. Today we've got a lot of things to talk about. To start off with, though, I'd like to do a couple of recaps of stories that I had done earlier a little bit. I mentioned in an earlier show that the post office is having a huge debt crisis simply because that it is required by federal law to pre-fund retirement benefits and health benefits for employees that have not even been born yet, which is, patently ridiculous. However, it's the breaking news is that the post office has come out this last week and admitted that it will be forced to default on a $5 billion payment, and it's unusual. Now, they promised that it's not going to disturb regular postal deliveries or anything to that effect. However, just the fact that our own post office is being crushed under a bureaucratic engine is something that we really need to address. To me, it's unfathomable that the federal government would put this kind of a burden on the United States Post Office. And matter of fact, I read the other day about their opinions whether or not we could save the post office if it was sold to a private investor or to an investor group and run like a business. And the general comments were, well, nobody wants it. It really doesn't act. It's day-to-day expenditures are far more than a private company would be. So, what I would suggest, let's get on the stick, get on to your senator or your congressman, and let's let them know we want our post office to stay exactly where it is. Also in the news this week is that the contraceptive mandate in the Obamacare, by the way, and we talked about this one time, where the federal government has really no authority to tell a religious organization what to do in any way, shape, or form. That's patently against the Constitution. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, but it's important to know that there was a court case that actually a federal judge came out and a state judge came out and allowed a company to avoid this because the Colorado business, it's owned by a Catholic family, and they ruled that it doesn't have to comply with President Obama's health care mandate. That's actually, it was a Colorado federal judge ruled last Friday. Now, that's pretty interesting. We'll see the reaction of the Obama administration when a federal district court judge says, well, this company is exempt. And we'll find out whether or not they let that stand. But anyway, I thought I'd bring you up on a couple of stories before we get into the nitty-gritty. And actually, the show today, if you'll notice the title, is Who Can We Trust? Now, we hear all manner of outrageous proclamations by the candidates these days. And it really doesn't matter what race they're in. It could be Senate, mayor, president, and Lord knows it's been prevalent, the trash they throw at one another. And it turns out that most stories, either way, one way or another, are taken out of context or edited for their content or so forth. And what we get in these political action committee ads and in the newspapers and magazines and so forth is a tailored down truth that fits any particular politician's point of view. And most of it is garbage. Most of it really has nothing to do with the way things are actually run. It's just that it makes good headlines. As a matter of fact, I'll let you know that Bain Capital, and the figures are a little fuzzy. They move a little bit back and forth on this. But Bain Capital was involved in sponsoring jobs overseas, but very large number of American companies are. Now, the truth is that one of the suppliers that Bain Capital was working with, one of the companies that Bain Capital was working with, had a supplier that had factories in China. That's the way it is. But that's not outsourcing. I mean, sure, we could give those jobs to Americans, but the truth be told, a large number of menial jobs Americans aren't interested in. And I'll give you an example. In my hometown of Odessa, Texas, there's huge amounts of oil. And the fields are pumping, they're drilling, their machine shops are hiring, and there's almost every business you walk down in town has some help wanted sign or not. And the population is growing very quickly. But it turns out that most people are not interested in minimum wage jobs. Now, a job's a job. In my family, back when I was young, my mother barely made enough money for us to survive, so we all had jobs. We all kicked in. Now, they were minimum wage. It was no money at all, but anything was better than nothing. And so, you know, if you're – instead of sitting down, and unfortunately, the federal government came and told us that we had a huge influx of people in disability, and it just seems that these days the American people are actually finding it easier to sit on the couch and collect a government check than to get out and go to work. Also, you know, having another trust issue is, you know, you see these commercials, especially late night, these little commercials that say, hey, you can buy Bob's widgets for whatever, but wait, if you order now, we'll give you two. Just pay separate postage, shipping, and handling. Well, the truth is, the shipping and handling is a huge amount of money. Give them a call one time and just ask them what the shipping and handling is. And, yeah, they'll give you an extra $5 widget if you'll pay the extra $13 or $15 or $25 to ship it. So we can't trust virtually anything. So where do we go? Where do we find trust? And that's a very difficult question. Now, today, a little bit, I got to cover this story because it's just going nuts. We all heard about what's happening at Chick-fil-A. And understand that Chick-fil-A's COO, his name is Dan Caffey, and he came out with a quote. Now, I want you to understand that this quote was given to a Baptist religious organization for publication over the Internet, okay? And it seems that that is the perfect place where you would give this type of quote. And he said, and I'm reading this now, he says, we've always put in our lease that we will be closed on Sundays. We've had a track record that we were generating more business in 6 days than the other tenants were doing in 7 days. And now later in that interview, he goes on to say that we are very much supportive of the family, the biblical definition of a family unit. We are a family-owned business, we're a family-led business, and we're married to our first wives. Thank God for that. And he goes on and he explains this, okay? In the very last part of the interview, he says, we intend to stay the course. We know that it might not be popular with everyone, but thank the Lord we live in a country where we can share our values and operate on biblical principles. Now, to me, that doesn't sound totally outrageous. I didn't hear anything in there that should inflame anyone. But sure enough, as soon as that comes out of his mouth, the pundits begin to bloviate about it, that Chick-fil-A is against gay marriage. They're against gays. They hate gay. That's patently false, ladies and gentlemen. It just is. And I know we've heard this over and over, and you're probably sick of it by now. But in a subsequent interview, Dan Caffey went on to say that we're inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say that we know better than you what constitutes a marriage. And I don't want to turn this into a religious diatribe by any means, but he's absolutely correct. If he wishes to believe, if his company wishes to operate on family values rather than their unbridled greed for money, I applaud them for that. I really do. It doesn't have anything to do with whether or not I share his beliefs or whether or not he's against gay marriage or not. But don't you believe that it's necessary that we have more businesses in the United States that base their business model on core values, on things that mean something? Things that actually have benefit to the rest of mankind rather than just accumulating stacks and stacks and stacks of green paper. It seems like we would applaud this type of company. But it doesn't take any time at all until, for example, Boston Mayor Tom Minio came up and said almost immediately that there's no place for discrimination on Boston's Freedom Trail and no place for your company alongside it. Now, wait a minute, just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Now, first of all, let's get the legal things out of the way. There's really nothing that a politician can do to stop a company from opening a branch in its city. There really isn't anything legally they can do. Now, they might try to switch zoning and all that routine around, but that would generate far more attention than they want. And here is a major mayor of a major American town that's saying, because you're against gay marriage, and remember that he never said that. He said, if you're against gay marriage, you can't come to our city and build a building and build a business. And he's not the only one. Ed Lee is he's the San Francisco mayor. He recently joined the chorus and said that there's no place. As a matter of fact, he said he's very disappointed with Chick-fil-A, doesn't share San Francisco's values and strong commitment to equality for everyone. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, remember that Dan Caffey did not say we don't like gay people. He has never been proven. It's never been shown that he has been discriminatory, whether either in his employees, which is, by the way, illegal. He's never discriminated against a customer because they're gay. He's never kicked anybody out of his business because they're gay. Nobody's saying that he did that. He simply says he runs his company on what he considers to be core values of the United States. Core values were founded upon the belief in God. Now, I don't care what you call him. You can start writing your letters. That's okay. I don't care what name you call him by. 90% of the people on this planet believe in a higher being, a higher calling. Now, those statistics may, you know, come and go. And these days, I'd bet that statistic is diminishing. But here we have a company that is trying to follow what is comfortable, is being harassed by Boston, San Francisco, even New York City. A council speaker in New York City said pretty much the same thing. Said, let me be clear. I do not want establishments in my city that hold such discriminatory views. We are a city that believes our diversity is the greatest strength, and we'll fight anything and anyone that runs to counter that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't find, and I did a lot of research on this, but I did not find a single instance where Dan Cathy came out and said anything against gay people. He just doesn't. Now, again, the government can regulate discrimination when it's in employment or if it's against customers or whatever the case may be. But a city government or a state government cannot simply deny a business access to punish somebody for their words. And this is according to Adam Schwartz, senior attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois. Now, I don't generally agree with the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, and understand that this is an attorney for that group of people. And those group of people have come out in virulent support for gay marriage. So we can't say, well, yeah, they're just saying that because of the ACLU. No, no, they actually come out on the side of gay marriage. They believe that gay marriage should be allowed. And let me clear it on my own front. I have no problem with who someone sleeps with or married, or is married to. I don't care if you sleep with a billy goat. It's none of my business. It's between you, the powers of wherever you live, and God. That's it. Whatever you decide to do, that's up to you. It's none of my business. And understand that the ACLU says, okay, we agree with it. That's fine. They're free to do that. But it goes on to say that when an alderman refuses to allow a business to open because its owner has expressed a viewpoint the government disagrees with, the government is practicing viewpoint discrimination. They can't do that. It's not legal. So these mayors are really not having any luck. They're not going to be able to stop him, but they're blowbeating. They're pulling out this huge poison on a very popular business simply because they disagree with its point of view. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's good. They can disagree. That's fine. But the last thing we need is for people to bloviate over such a minor issue to start with, over an issue that actually is up to the CEO, COO of Chick-fil-A. And understand this. Chick-fil-A is not anti-gay. They just like family values. Now, one thing you may or may not know, that Governor Huckabee of Arkansas is actually holding today, go out and wants everybody who's in support of Chick-fil-A to go out and buy a chicken sandwich. And that's fine. Now, here's the thing. A respected man like Mr. Huckabee is coming out and saying we are going to support them. Mayors of other cities, even in Washington, D.C., comes out and says we're not going to support them. And the truth is, folks, now this is an interesting story, but remember, the very first show we did talks about distractions. This is another distraction. Well, ladies and gentlemen, summer's here. I guess you've noticed we're going to have 105 degrees today, and it's really hard to get out and take a walk or whatever. It's just impossible. So may I suggest that maybe you'll visit a dojo and enjoy their air conditioning? And I'd like to suggest Shui Hua Kung Fu in Heart of Texas Martial Arts. They offer Kung Fu, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. They offer also, for those who need to get rid of a pound or two, they also offer a wonderful program called Fighting Fit Boot Camp, and it'll pull the weight off of you, I promise you that. Now, there are two great dojos to serve you, serving most of Central Texas, is Heart of Texas Martial Arts in Brownwood, Texas. Come by and let Sifu Tony Welker change the way you think about getting back into shape. He'll help you trim those extra pounds. You'll feel better than you have in years, I promise you, ladies and gentlemen. Up to now, I've lost about 15 pounds. Now, in the Dallas Metroplex, visit the Center for Martial Arts in Plano. Come by and meet the Grand Master of Shui Hua Kung Fu. From ages 5 to 75, martial arts will help you build confidence and provide a challenging and fun way to stay fit. So visit the Heart of Texas Martial Arts at heartoftexasma.com. Once again, that's heartoftexasma.com, and you can visit them on Facebook as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. We will be back right after this.